it's been confirmed that they're going to appear in court Thursday. They're appearing at the appeal court of the Central Region in Yaoundé.
Have you had a chance to meet with Mr. Sisiko Tabe, and how does he think they are being treated?
It's been over 6 months that we've not accessed our clients. It's been incurably bad that we don't have access to them. We had to even stage a strike in front of the principal prison, Kondengi, where they are caged. They've taken pretexts that we cannot explain. They violate the laws of the country and international law. We've not been able to meet them, even to prepare our cases. During the last appearance a month ago, the French-speaking judge decided to talk to them very rudely, and he dismissed the appearance with a wave of the hand, and they returned to jail without understanding what actually transpired in court. They did not allow the lawyers to even raise anything, because in that court, we expected to get a translator and interpreter, since our clients, Mr. Tabe and the rest, are from the English-speaking part of the country. They do expect an interpreter and a translator, as provided for by the Criminal Procedure Code of the Republic of Cameroon.
A lot has been going on in Cameroon during their time of imprisonment. First of all, there is this tremendous violence that's been going on. And also, some people have suggested that while they are in jail, they have been negotiating their possible release, getting some people to wonder whether they are selling out the movement. Are they negotiating for their own release, and on what grounds?
I'm a lawyer, and I wouldn't actually talk lengthily on that. But I know on two occasions, our clients were taken out surreptitiously without our knowledge. We only heard about them being extracted or being produced out of the prison to some destinations in Yaoundé, where they talked about something that was going to take place between the government representative and Sisiko Ayuk Tabe and his team. It was kind of laying a foundation for possible negotiation, which Ayuk Tabe has always been preaching about. And he gave them conditions that for anything to happen, they must release every Southern Cameroonian that is in detention. And if they are going to be talks, the talks are not going to take place in Cameroon.